Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. January 21st, 2020. My thoughts on Twitter the 21st of January 2020. One who wishes to become independent has to attain a close-knit and correct connection with the Creator. Freedom in the upper world will give us freedom in this world, since it is not just a spiritual world, but it projects forces upon us that allow us to withstand anyone. Then no one will be able to harm us in any way. Humanity needs the wisdom of Kabbalah to attain the revelation of the upper force. Mankind's development was fraught with disasters, epidemics, and wars, in order to compel man to ponder the meaning of life. Kabbalah provides the answer. By attaining the upper force at every moment, we will find out what we are living for. Michael Leitman, on Quora, has there ever been a Holocaust in America? Do you think it could ever happen here? There has never been a Holocaust in America before. However, if we look at the accelerating increase of anti-Semitism crimes and threats in America in recent years, then a Holocaust in America is a definite possibility. Moreover, today's America holds many striking similarities to Nazi Germany of the 1930s, which I detail in my recently released book, The Jewish Choice, Unity or Anti-Semitism. Unprecedented speed of anti-Semitism's rise. The recent period around the turn the decade into 2020 has given us some very aggressive examples of anti-Semitic acts across New York and New Jersey. In a letter dated December 29, 2019, of the New York State Senator, Simcha Felder, New York State Assemblyman, Simcha Ekenstein, and to New York City Councilmen, Haim Deutsch and Kalman Yidja, addressed to New York City Governor, Andrew Cuomo, they described how anti-Semitic hate crimes have grown to frighteningly high numbers over the past several months. During the past several days in particular, identifiably Orthodox Jews in and around areas we represent have been targeted with a rash of violence unseen in modern history. Orthodox Jews are being regularly assaulted, menaced, stabbed and murdered in increasing numbers. This has been appropriately described as a slow-rolling pogrom. We are writing to ask that you declare a state of emergency. Simply stated, it is no longer safe to be identifiably Orthodox in the state of New York. We cannot shop, walk down a street, send our children to school, or even worship in peace. Moreover, former Democratic New York State Assemblyman and radio show host Dov Hikind mentioned that if you were to ask Jews 20 years ago if a Holocaust could happen in America, you would get a uniform answer, "It's impossible, not in America." Well, that's not the case anymore. What will happen next? In the 2000s, I spoke about anti-Semitism in the US as a forthcoming problem, and was laughed at. In the 2010s, when anti-Semitism began its exponential climb in the US and around the world, and started becoming acknowledged as a problem, I then talked about the next Holocaust taking place in the US. Today, at the turn of the new decade, we can see how the awareness of the possibility of the next Holocaust taking place in America is coming to light. Indeed then, as Dov Hikind asked, what is next? The fateful shift from division to unity. The laws of nature are bringing human society to tighter connection, and the Jewish people, whether knowingly or unknowingly, host a method to make a key shift in realizing such connection positively, the ability to unite above all the fiery social division, as is written in the words, "Love will cover all transgressions," in order to pass such an ability to all people of the world, that is, to be a light unto the nations. Nature is demanding us to cease being a destructive and divisive force, and start becoming a positive and unified force. If we fail to initiate the beginning of the Jewish people's correction, by starting to implement unity above our differences, we will feel increasing pressures. The pressures would not only be in the US, but everywhere in the world, including the State of Israel, where we could expect more and more sanctions and constraints. We would then continue strengthening our security until we would feel stuck in our little fortress with enemy forces surrounding us from all sides. And if that would fail to prod us to unite, then we could expect such events as even an elimination of the State of Israel, and such disasters where, as Kabbalists have written, only a small group would remain to unite above our divisive drives. If the total ruin that they are destined to bring upon the world is still not evident to the world, they can wait for a third world war, or a fourth one. And the relics that remain after the ruin will have no other choice but to take upon themselves this work, where both individuals and nations will not work for themselves more than is necessary for their sustenance, while everything else they do will be for the good of others. Yehuda Ashlag, The Writings of the Last Generation. The sooner we realize that our unity causes the unity of human society as a whole, and that by so doing, we will experience a wholly different positive, harmonious, peaceful and appreciative response from the world, then the sooner we can reverse the foreboding trend of anti-Semitism, find ourselves in a harmonious world. By uniting, we carry out our role in the world, and establish a newfound balance of forces between humanity and nature. The first step toward unity. The first step toward unity is that we understand the need to save ourselves from destruction together with the need for adaptation with nature's connecting tendency. If we do so, then we will see incredible phenomena unfold before our very eyes, a complete inversion of anti-Semitism to its opposite, a love and appreciation for the Jewish people who bring unity and light to the world. There would simply be no reason for anyone to hate Jews, since people would know how to unite, and united people do not hate each other, nor the ones who teach and encourage their unity. We need no long painful paths to reach such a state. By starting to think and act in a direction of the unity of all Jewish people right now, we can start pioneering an epic and historical positive transformation. Freedom of Choice, Part 8. Path to the Goal. Question: does natural evolutionary development always mean suffering? Answer: this is not suffering, but the feeling of the lack that you must now make up for in your advancement. How else could it be? If I am a mile away from the target, then I feel that I have to go another mile, do something about it. This, of course, causes my suffering because I want to be on the target already, but, on the other hand, I have to understand that moving toward it is not a matter of distance, it is a matter of changing certain internal properties in me. Question: so, in the material world, a person cannot change anything? Can one somehow influence one's spiritual states? Answer: of course. And the material world will change in accordance with this. Even the surrounding inanimate, vegetative, and animate nature and our inner inanimate, vegetative, and animate nature will change depending on how much we put our efforts into achieving the goal of creation. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, February 4, 2019. The Purpose of a Kabbalistic Group, Part 4. The Structure of a Ten. Comment: after Abraham, Moses continued developing the spiritual method. He divided the Jewish people into tens, small groups in which everyone could somehow express the property of bestowal and love. Even books were written by Kabbalists not individually, but in tens, in groups. Interestingly, a ten means not ten physical bodies, but a set of desires. Therefore, two people can also be considered a ten. My response: a ten is a complete common desire. In this way, the book of Zohar was written. Since we are in the last generation, in the final correction, we should try to make the same group as those who wrote the book of Zohar. Question: were you and your teacher also a ten, a group? Answer: yes, but it was a completely different state, unlike today. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, March 6, 2019. Why Jews Can Bring Unity to the World, Talk with Matt Beat. When you mention the Jews in a conversation, the reaction of your kind and friendly companion might be unpredictably negative. There is something secret, great and even mysterious about the Jewish people. Why do we call out such controversial emotions? Jews are the group originated about 3,800 years ago by Abraham out of 70 nations of ancient Mesopotamia, the cradle of human civilization. Thus, as a representative sample of the total population, the Jewish people turn to be the mini-model of the world. Therefore, today, in the situation of a global crisis, if Jews cultivate unity between them, it will radiate to all other nations and bring everyone to a new positive, happy and uplifted state.